Okay. Anyway, I wanted, there was a line that I skipped in the this in the schmooze, so I wanted to stop on because it's a different topic, the Gevaldik line. Right, the Yosef Lekach, if you remember, was saying that Haman got all depressed. He got Mara Shchaira, right? And now Haman is trying to do things to get himself out of the Mara Shchaira. So he says, what did he do? So he set over all his Midas, all his Brachas. The Gra says you indulge in two chocolates, right? But you look at the Yosef Lekach, he says, you don't need the Sefer inside. He says one other thing Haman did is that it says in the Pasuk, Vayishlach v'yave es o'avav es zaris ishto. He called that his friends and his wife should come. So he says that hine bikesh liros o'avaso v'o'avav. He said there are two groups of people. I'm not sure my grammar, which is which. So these are people that love him and people that he loves. That is, he was so depressed by seeing Mordechai, seeing these groups of people would get rid of his sadness. Right? So he says an amazing thing, that Haman is suffering from having a breakdown, literally. He's having a royal depression, and the Eitzah that Haman had, one of his Eitzahs, was by seeing his friends and the people that he befriends, right? His people that love him and the people that he loves. So what it basically saying, the first point, is that it's for, you know, we were talking about how to be happy. One of the most important ways of being happy is having these two categories, people that love you and people that you love. So let's take that a little bit step by step. The first group is people who love you, right? In other words, people you have to hear, I've noticed this in yeshiva very often, I don't think guys appreciate how much having people that love them give them something. In other words, you know, I give an example, there's obviously a mitzvah of kibbutz av v'aim. But then there's, you know, whenever you have to know the gedarim, and sometimes your putter, and this and that. And there are guys who sort of, they feel, you can sort of sense that they, you know, I don't need my parents. So, okay, forgetting it, besides if there's a mitzvah, keep it up, eh? But having a good relationship with your parents, or any relationship with your parents, even a bad relationship, is an amazing thing. It gives a person a certain level of simcha, which we don't realize. Because really, the only people in the world that totally love you are your parents. That's pretty much your parents. There's a certain unconditional love. You see that, I told people, you see that when a person has an older parent and the parent dies, and there's people are so broken. Why are they so broken? Like, the parent couldn't do them anything, but the parent could give them love, and that is so meaningful. Somebody in the world loves me. You know, lo aleinu, when both your parents are nifter, is, you know, you don't have that anymore. So it's a person should appreciate having people that love him. Having friends gives you something. Person has to invest time. You know, we always talked about that bad friends can be a terrible hashpa, but having friends when they're not bad friends is very, very healthy for one's happiness. Person has to try and cultivate good friends. Because not forget about the hashba, because your friends will be mashpiyan you. That's also true. But having friends gives you a certain happiness. Having, you know, good relationship with your parents, with your brother and sister, if you can. Sometimes you can't. But whatever you can have, having good relations with people give you a tremendous happiness. It's a very important thing. Okay. Yeah. Now we just flip the other side. So we're talking about being, I'm telling you, being selfish for yourself. Selfish for yourself, you want to be happy. So he's saying that if you know that someone loves you, that gives you something. And it happens to be, it's a Gemara. I forgot to say, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. The author quotes in the Yort Zafin that if you give someone a present to someone, the Gemara says you're mechuyev to let him know. Even though normally we always say that you're supposed to be bitznius. But because here, the main thing of giving a present is letting the person know that you love him. So you have to let him know. So he says if you see the son of a friend of yours and you give him a candy, you're supposed to make a little mark on his forehead. So when he goes home, the parents say, how come you got a mark on your forehead? They say, oh, because so-and-so gave me a candy and he put a mark on my forehead. So this way the parents will know that you gave their son a candy. Because it's the main chesed of doing chesed is not the chesed. It's the feeling, the fact that you show, you demonstrate your love. So going on the other side of the coin, that just forgetting about being selfish for ourselves, that I want to have friends so that I can be happy, having friends is one of the biggest chesed you can do to someone. A very, very big chesed. Regretfully, there's a very common phenomenon in, I don't know, I assume it's all over the world, that you got cliques, and that and you can't join our clique. And sometimes in class, there's one kid in the class, no one talked to so-and-so, right? He's chutz le'eda. We're not going to be your friend. That is the greatest torture you can do to someone. It's like you don't realize, you think it's just a game. Kids think it's a little game. You're sticking knives in the guy's heart, literally. I know guys have spoken, the guys get so depressed when they have no friends, and you'd be amazed. Sometimes you think, okay, who's the guy with no friends? You can be sometimes the most successful, seemingly, guy in the yeshiva, the guy who's the biggest learner. But forget it, if for some reason no one feels the need or the reason to become friendly with him, because he looks like a guy who doesn't need a friend. He's, just Superman. And the guy privately will admit that he's so unhappy because he feels he doesn't have a friend. So it's a tremendous chesed to be friends with people. And if you do have a friend, as we always talk about all these mitzvahs that you can do. You have a friend, you're doing a mitzvah every second, right? If you do it in Shem Shana, I'm your friend. It means, what it also means is that you're supposed to let your friends know and let your parents know, right? It's a person, many, many people, including myself, I have this problem too, obviously, everyone knows me, are not verbal enough. We do not express feelings, and it is a big problem. See, I'm not giving anyone mussar because I have the same problem. But it's a problem because we do not let people know that we care about them. Some people have a very hard time telling somebody that they care. And that is bad because people need to know. Your friends need to know. Your parents need to know. That it's so meaningful for them that you love them, that you care about them, that that's the greatest chesed. So if you drop them a note, call them on the phone, say something, letting them know that you care about them is such an amazing chesed. Okay, anyway, so that's what it really says here. It says here, one of the things that Haman did to go ahead and to cheer up his Mara Shchaira was to see his friends. Either because, which means, so the two nafkaminas is that one is we have to work on creating friends for ourselves. Person needs friends, right? You have that story of Choni Amago, right? Everyone knows Choni Amago. What did he say? Who's a Baki? Oh, Chavrusa, oh, Misusa. One of the very, very strange line, right? Choni Amago, famous story in the Gemara, that he slept somehow. How many years he slept? I don't remember. He slept maybe 70 years, and he wakes up, and he basically, he goes in and he's misbattled that he should die because he didn't have any friends, which is a plea atzuma, because Pashtus, he was the God of Adar. Pashtus, he could have been the God of Adar. I mean, he was the God of Adar 70 years before he went to sleep. So he could have gone into the base medrash, and he could have sat down and say, anyone have any questions on learning? I'll pass, and every people would have come flocking. Because here's a guy, imagine if Moshe Feinstein would come back, you know? He'd be in big demand, you know? So, you know, he'd be, and you know, you'd think so, he'd be, but he was unhappy because he didn't have any friends. They don't have any friends, but you're holding Tish, and you got hundreds of Talmidim, and you're going to be the most famous Rosh Hashiva and the God of Adar. Yeah, but that's nice, but it's not friends, you know? It's not being the God of Adar, it's not necessarily friends. You know, why are you making a face? There's a certain thing, the friends. Friends have, there's a certain thing of a friend is somewhat, there's a certain equalness, you know? You
know, I thought over there no one was mashing him.
I didn't say no one was mashing him. I do not believe it says that. Good, so let him show who he was. Let him get up and give a shear. Let him, and then I'm saying Rav Moshe would come in. And take a seer, Rav Aaron Cutler. Right? Chavetz Chaim. Okay. No one knows who he is. We don't recognize him. We don't have a picture. So Mr. Tommy could sit down in the base medrash, and he could, in a few days, people would see that, wow, this guy's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. I don't think it's Mistavra that because he was 70, people wouldn't be much of his learning. I don't think that's pshat. But pshat is that he couldn't have friends. I know it's because being, you know, pshat is, he could be the bigger Rosh Hashiva, it's a different relationship. He's going to be the God of Adar, he's not friends. It's a different relationship. Because they have friends with other Gedolim. Because he was a bigger Gadol than all the Gedolim. He was from a previous generation. Right? The Chavetz Chaim, there's no one on the Chavetz Chaim's level today. There's no one that he can relate to. He can have Talmidim, but it's a different thing. It's different. I know my mother in Avisham used to feel that way. My father was a Rav. And she was a Rebbetzin, and my mother was a very sociable woman, and she was very involved in the community. She was very, but she didn't feel she had friends. She was a Rebbetzin. She was the rub of the community, you know, the rub of the ladies, you know, but she didn't have friends in the community. Now, the ladies all liked her, and she liked them, but it's different. Didn't have friends. So it was important that she would go to, you know, with other Rebbetzins, you know. You have to have and my father didn't have as much because he could sit and open a Gemara, so, you know, but for, you know, more women, it's more important. But it's a person needs friends. You see, it's an amazing chazal that even Chone Amago, who was a God Adar and a Tzadik Adar, and, you know, he's raking in the mitzvahs. He says, no, I gotta rather die. So it's an amazing thing. Having a friend is extremely, extremely important. So it means it's two nafka meanings. It's for yourselves. You know, we have to be a little bit selfish. We have to spend time to try and develop friends. Now, obviously, bad friends are terrible. So even better, no friends than a bad friend, because a bad friend will bring you down. But a good friend is a gavaldic, because a person needs friends. And I think it's important to develop a good relationship with your parents, besides the mitzvah of kibbutz. It's for you, even just being selfish for yourself. It's healthy. It gives you a certain happiness in life. And I told the guys, I was once by Rev Scheinberg. And, you know, Rav Scheinberg, he had open shaitas, and you waited, but you could always hear the guy in front of you, because usually, you know, that was the way it was, because it wasn't a very big apartment. So I was there, and there was a guy in front of me, who was some Baal Tshuva from South America, and he became frum, And his question was, should he go home to visit his parents? And it sounded like he did not want to go home. And he, but it must sounded like, the way I could hear, the way it sounded to me, I didn't, you know, sounded to me like his yeshiva was pressing him to go home. And he didn't want to go home. And he was trying to get a heter from Rav Scheinberg not to go home. So he kept on telling Rav Scheinberg why he can't go home. He said, I remember saying, his parents built his house on Shabbos. It's okay. His parents don't keep kosher. Okay, you'll figure it out. His parents. And it was going on for on and on. Finally, I remember saying, my parents won't let me put a mezuzah on the door. I don't have mezuzahs. He says, okay, so you put up a mezuzah. They won't let. It's the fire at some point. Which I said, okay, so you can stay. But till we got, I think that was the last one, when he said that his parents won't let him put up a mezuzah, like just so anti-religious. That's, I think it's when Rav Scheinberg said, okay, don't go home. But till then, Rav Scheinberg, you should go home. It's important to go home. He and his parents probably got into fights all day long. But even with the fights, why were his parents fine with him? Because there's a certain, you have to hear that the fights are coming because your parents love you. They think you went crazy, so they're fighting with you. Okay, we can think your parents are wrong, but it's still nice to know that they love you. So there's something to that. You want to still have that knowledge and relationship. So anyway, but the other half I'm saying is that you gotta, especially if there's somebody in the yeshiva or in the world who you see who doesn't have friends, it's the greatest mitzvah. You know, besides, I think for yourself, it's a mitzvah to have friends, develop your own friends. But it's the greatest mitzvah to be a friend to somebody else and to express your friendship. Let him know that you're a friend. Call up your old a friend and say, hi, I was thinking about you. How are things doing? Right? That's such a big mitzvah. You can't imagine. Some people it's not. I know some people have 50 million friends, so they don't need you. But you never know. For certain people, it can be such an amazing mitzvah. You can save the guy from so much depression because he knows he has a friend. It's probably the greatest chesed. It's better than giving the guy $1 million sometimes. It's one of the greatest chesedim you can do to the person. Okay, and again, I was saying is that very often it's not, you never know who's the guy who doesn't have friends because if people don't show. You don't know. I've seen very often some reason some of the biggest masmidim and best learners in yeshiva felt very sad that they did not have friends. Okay, now the other thing was very, very interesting in this Yosef Lekach is he says there are two categories of people that Haman called. Because the Pasuk says he called Oavav Ve'ezeres Ishto. So he translates it to mean that he called, find the place again, Liros Oavaso Ve'oavav. Which I think means people that love him and people that he loves. I'm not sure which is which. I'm not sure in the pasuk. Oavav v'zeres ishto. You know, which is which. But, you know, when it sounds like he's saying Oavav is people that loved him and Zeres ishto is that he loved his wife. Maybe his wife didn't love him, you know. But he loved his wife. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. But that's how he's doing, because it's in the pasuk. In other words, if it was just one thing, he called his people that loved him, and he called his wife because she also loved him, then it should have just said, he called Oavav. And included in that is Zeres Ishto, because Zeres Ishto was called because she was one of his people that loved him. But it's two groups of people he called. He called Oavav and Zeres Ishto. Maybe Zeres Ishto fitted into both groups, but there was an added, another dimension. In other words, in order to make himself get over his depression, he's saying he called people that love him and people that he loved. So there's a tremendous chiddush here, and that is that if you're down and you're a little bit depressed, one of the best ways of cheering yourself up Besides, if you, sometimes, let's say I don't have any friends. Right? I'm depressed, and I have no friends. So what do I do? Listen, I can't force people to be my friend. Can't. But you can be, not necessarily be the, you know, you can be nice to other people. You can be ohava to other people, even if it's a one-way street. And what he's saying is that also cheers you up, right? That's what all the giving to other people makes you feel good. It's an amazing thing. When a person, that's what I really think that's what he's saying. You know, there's two things. One is that people love me. Oh, it makes me feel so good. Someone cares about me. Two, I care about him, even if he doesn't care about me. But I care about him, right? You have a child, a baby. The baby might not be old enough to understand, to give back love to you. But I love my baby. That gives me a tremendous sipik. I'm giving the child. Right? It's a very fascinating thing because very, very often people who are depressed don't realize this. People that are depressed become, the minig of people that are down is they become so down, and they think their problems are so great that they forget about everybody else. That's, I don't know if you know, but that you have cases where a person, I know my father used to get this, and anybody who's involved in rabbim, and people call them up at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm depressed. Yeah, well, thank you. And they just woke me up in the middle of the night. You know, but if you're depressed. So you don't care about anyone else because your feeling is that my problem is so great that everything else in the world is trivial to my problem. So therefore, you know, the minig is you call someone at 2 o'clock in the morning but they don't hear that just the opposite. If you would care about the other person, instead of focusing on your problem. See, sometimes he's focusing, this guy's calling at 2 o'clock morning, he's focusing on his problem, which he has a big problem, not taking away. He has a very big problem, and he's very depressed about it. And he's thinking so much about his problem that he feels that his problem is so serious that he has to wake up the whole world so maybe someone can find a cure to his problem. But it's very likely no one's going to find a cure for his problem. But a better way to find a cure for his problem would be that what he could do, because not every problem you can find a cure for, but what he could do is he could help other people. If you help other people, that makes you happy. Right? That's what Haman did over here. Right? He said, Haman felt depressed. So he wanted to see the people that loved him, and he wanted to see the people that he loved. Because seeing the people that he loves makes him happy. It's a gewaltige Wort. Giving other people makes you feel good, makes you feel happy. A person who is a giver, a person who feels that he's accomplishing, I'm making other people be happy. Or even if I make it, I'm helping this baby. Maybe the baby doesn't even know more better. But I'm giving. I'm giving. That makes a person feel good. It's an etzah. No one can stop you. You see, sometimes you don't have control. I can't stop. Sometimes you have problems you have no control over, and sometimes you can't go ahead and get a friend. Sometimes you're in a place you're locked up in jail and you don't have any friends in jail. I don't know. You know, you're in Siberia. No, you're the only Jew and you're surrounded by goyim. There's no friends. No one likes you. Everyone hates the Jew. I don't know, whatever it is. So you can't get a friend. But what you could always do is you can always give. No one can stop you from giving. And when you give and when you care about other people, you feel better. It's a great Eitzah, no matter what situation you're in, there's a way of dealing with getting rid of your depression by giving. So it comes out, anyway, I think that's Parshat Pshat, what this Yosef Lekach is saying. So Haman used these two tricks to get rid of his depression. He went ahead and he wanted to see the people who loved him, because, and obviously seeing is better than just knowing, because, you know, seeing is a hashba. It says the same thing by, Or HaChaim says that when Yaakov wanted to give the brachas to Ephraim and Menashe, so Yaakov asked Yosef who they are. Wait, what's the pasuk? Where's my about Mi'eva? What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk? What? Yeah, and Yosef answered, Bonaihem. And she know that libezet, right? Something like that. So the Archaim says that everyone asks, Akasha, didn't Yaakov know who they were? These were his grandchildren. You know, then they were by him all the time. He says, but hearing the words, these are my kids, these are your grandchildren, that was ma'irer, an added love. And an added love made them have an added simcha, which made them allow them to be give a better bracha. Because when you're in a, you know, the more simcha, the more shechina. So seeing, hearing, pointing out, it's a similar idea, you know, that you have a kesher. So seeing someone that's your friend gives you a tremendous simcha. So we have to, obviously, if we could have, giving somebody and giving someone else a friend is a tremendous chesed. It's a converse. It's the converse of the, you know, if having a friend is a tremendous simcha, so giving a friend to someone else is a tremendous chesed. You can have kavana to be yotzi chesed all day long because I'm everyone's friend. And what in the second part we're saying is that giving to other people, whether you give to be your friend or you give to give stock or you do whatever, is a way of getting over, getting down on yourself. Because when you feel good about yourself, then you feel, you know, that's one of the, then you don't get depressed. So Haman wanted the fact that I'm a giver, that I love people, that means I'm a giver. That makes me feel good. So Haman, when he's depressed, he wants to see the people that he loves, not just people that love him, right? Could be, let's say, his wife hated him. I don't know, Lu Yitzur. But he loved his wife. So seeing my wife, that I give her so much, makes me feel good. Because I give. I'm a giver. I give her. That makes me, that gives him, that made him happy. Because life has meaning. I'm accomplishing. I'm a giver. Okay. Shikayah.